This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on assignment. I'm John Idstey. The number of American troops being shipped to the Persian Gulf for possible war with Iraq continues to rise. That has some key members of Congress complaining that the Bush administration has not kept them adequately informed. In a resolution passed last fall, lawmakers gave the president the right to decide if military action should be taken against Iraq, but Democrats and Republicans say it is vital that they oversee the administration's defense policies. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle is one of those who voted for the Iraq resolution, but yesterday he warned of a growing frustration with what he called the administration's unwillingness to work with Congress. Lawmakers, he said, should not have to rely on the newspapers to find out what administration officials are saying about Iraq.
I think they have to do a lot better job. I don't see how Congress can function as a co-equal partner if we are locked out of the information that should be provided to us on a regular basis.
Daschle specifically chided the administration for failing to provide Congress a report on Iraq within 60 days of the resolution's passage. That report, he said, is now a month overdue. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, who's chaired the Senate Armed Services Committee for the last year and a half, also complained yesterday about the information provided by the administration on Iraq.
It's been somewhat spotty. The reports that Senator Daschle referred to were owing and have not been forthcoming. So I would say it's a mixed record.
And some who attended a Senate Republican retreat last week with White House officials reported that the new chair of the Armed Services Committee, Virginia Republican John Warner, demanded that Congress receive more attention from those in charge of Iraq policy. Yesterday, Warner and other members of his committee got a two-hour briefing from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers. Emerging from that meeting, Warner emphasized the need for more such encounters.
We need to have the strongest possible consultation process between the executive and the legislative branches. I think Senate leadership joins me in that, as do other members.
Rumsfeld, who spoke to reporters at the Capitol with Warner at his side, rejected reports of discontent among lawmakers with the quality and quantity of information they're receiving.
I don't think there is a problem.
Rumsfeld said he had trouble understanding how he could make more regular appearances in Congress than what he already has been making.
I was a congressman. I know something of what that responsibility is, and I care about it. And the executive branch is determined to do everything humanly possible to see that that linkage between the executive and the legislative branch is exactly as it ought to be.
Some lawmakers acknowledge that although their role is both to advise and consent, they relinquish the consent part of that role by approving the Iraq resolution and the powers it gives the president to reach his own conclusions. But outgoing Armed Services Chairman Levin, who voted against that resolution, says Congress still does have a role to advise.
Without naming names, I can only tell you that there is a great deal of questioning, a great deal of concern on the part of many members who voted for that resolution, who I think would like to see the president come back and discuss proceeding unilaterally before he does so.
While Levin says the president technically would not have to come back to Congress for any further approval for military action, he says Mr. Bush would be well advised to do so should he fail to get such approval from the UN Security Council. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.